USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will speed up the processing of asylum claims at the southern border and streamline deportations for those who don't qualify. Those moves were part of a 21-point plan released by the administration Tuesday aimed at addressing the surge of migrants at the border, with illegal crossings hitting a 20-year high over the last few months. The plan also calls for the creation of a court docket to deal with the asylum claims and the hiring of 100 new judges to move through that docket. The Mayo Clinic is the latest large health system to mandate that its employees get a COVID vaccine. The institution announcing that the mandate goes into effect in September and that those who decline to get the shots will be required to wear a mask at all times, maintain social distance on campus, and complete educational modules. An American swimmer, Katie Ledecky, missed the podium in the 200-meter freestyle in Tokyo, once again losing out to Australian Ariane Titmus, who set an Olympic record in taking her second gold of the Games. Ledecky finished the race in fifth. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The first person has been convicted in Hong Kong under a new national security law imposed by the Chinese government. Lance Pry has more.
Tong Ying Kit, the first person to be charged and tried under Hong Kong's national security law imposed by Chinese authorities, was found guilty of terrorism and inciting secession by three judges Tuesday. The 24-year-old had pleaded not guilty to the charge and was denied a jury trial. The maximum sentence is life in prison. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Tokyo set a record number of new COVID cases Tuesday, just days into the delayed Olympic Games. The city recorded more than 2,800 new infections, surpassing its record set back in January, and bringing the city's total number of cases over 200,000 since the beginning of the pandemic. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga asked people to avoid non-essential outings, but said that there were currently no reasons to suspend the game. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The CDC announced Tuesday that it was adjusting its recommendations when it comes to mask wearing, saying that people in areas with high rates of transmission should wear masks in indoor public settings, even those who are fully vaccinated. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said that nearly two-thirds of all counties in the country fall into the categories of having high or substantial transmission. Dr. Peter Hotez, the co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital, tells CNBC that because of the way the Delta variant of the virus has developed, even vaccinated people should still resume masking up.
This virus is replicating in higher amounts than we've seen before, maybe 1,000 times more virus particles than the previous lineages. And that's one of the reasons why this virus is so much more transmissible, as mentioned, twice as transmissible as the original lineage. And the other performance feature, other than preventing symptomatic illness, was the hope that it would also stop asymptomatic transmission. And that we'd shown that with the original lineages, with the UK lineages, but with this Delta variant, that second performance feature is not holding up as well. So that because there's so many more virus particles, the amount of neutralizing antibodies from these vaccines has gone down with the Delta variant, and so we're not stopping that asymptomatic transmission as well. And that, I know it's very confusing, but that's the reason why the vaccine recommended that if you're in an area of high transmission, you're vaccinated, to put on the mask.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.